Listen While Driving would like to bring you Episode 5 of the Guilty Driver Series, this one titled Unmonitored Society. Relax, it's only me. I'm sitting in this work of art, and you don't have a clue what I really think about you. Notice the way you position yourself when someone captivating enters your tired atmosphere. That's right, man. Get a clue. Have you stared at yourself in the mirror long enough to know that all the water pills in the world are not going to make that gut disappear? Plus two shots of vodka and a light beer is not going to speed up your metabolism and make your jawline suddenly appear. But you're going to have one hell of a drunken stupor. Hopefully your body weight will compensate in the meantime. But that woman you see sitting three bar stools down is not there for you. She's married and married to a very wealthy person. I can see the nose hairs from here. That's how crystal clear my camera is on you, on every patron that enters this facility, because I've been hired to keep an eye on things. All the liquid courage in the world is not going to. Wow, guess I was wrong. She just scooted over and is actually talking to you. I'm a jerk, and I have no patience for unrealistic things. But even time to time, I get it wrong. Especially with the ladies. They've always been a mystery to me. Now back to what I'm good at. Camera surveillance is not what it used to be. If you know anything about vector graphics, there is no corruption in the picture, otherwise known as pixelation, when you zoom into an object. Even in full motion, cameras can zoom into the object with no distortion. This is why when we need to ID someone and put out an alert, you're not stuck with a grainy, degraded image. Our cameras are equipped with machine learning, which simply means we know who you are at all times.
Just a couple of hours back, I was dealing with a bunch of hackers trying to hit one of our crypto centers.
Username, NightDriver 044. Password is accepted. Open communication. Show traffic origination. Show ownership details. Just as I thought. Couple of proxies. All fake original points. Trying to mask and cover up their possible true identities. Send pickup sound to proxy 101. Let's see if I can hear anything on the other end. Maybe a location. Something.
Joe, it's me. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Awesome.
I don't think this is working. I've been trying to get into the back end of the crypto sector, and something's kind of like firewalling that whole thing.
Yeah, it looks like they've patched it up, so we're going to have to come back and try this again.
Sooner or later, they're going to miss something, and we'll get in. Well, how's things going on your end?
We've just moved one of our outposts. Things were getting a little bit hot and heavy here, and I think the trackers are out searching for any kind of communication that we're doing through the
Monitored Society.
Yeah, just be careful out there. You know, we're going to have to find new methods of communication, because I think they're listening on to our...
Yeah, obviously, they're listening.
That's why it's, you got to be careful.
Careful what you're saying.
And don't give up too much information. So anyways, how's it going on your end? How's life off the grid?
It's incredible. I mean, I feel like I'm living an adventure every day. I feel free. I feel liberated. I feel like, man, why didn't we do this years ago? I mean, there's so much junk out there. So much information that I never intended for anyone to know or have in their possession to use against us one day. I had to get out of that society.
This is an incredible thing that we're doing here. I mean, I'll tell you, there are things that are going on right now that is out of those people's hands, and they're about to experience a rude awakening if they continue letting their whole life be under the scrutiny of the system. Yeah, but anyways, we're going to have to protect our end. You know, it's not going to be too long before they get jealous of what we have and come after what we have. Yeah, that's why we're doing this. We have to protect our front. Yeah, protect our front. I wonder how long will this precious life be here for us. Now, all indications are that they patched up all areas of weakness. So we're going to have to figure out something else. That's how things are done here. It's a mindset that once you're in, it's like an addictive drug, and you just don't want it to end. Because for the first time, you realize what is at stake, what has been taken away from you, what has been handed over without even a gun to your head. And then in the end, you start to realize what they're putting together, what they're piecing this information for, ultimately,
to control us, to keep us bended knees to a human, not to God, not to country, but to some man-made authoritarian. And it's only going to get worse from here. Everything we say, everything we do, how we look is being recorded. And it makes you think, you know, if you have nothing to hide, why is it such a big deal? But it's more than that. It's more than the ability to stay anonymous, discreet. It's the concept of who do you allow into your mind? Who do you want to conjure images and thoughts about you based on some superficial clicks and searches on their search engine? I mean, they know everything about us already. So what are they going to use it for? Now, I'm with you. The more and more we stay off the grid, the more and more complex this is going to get. But we're going to have to cover our tracks. And how can we do that? With their end of technology getting more and more superior, they have everything at their fingertips to take over, to look at what we're doing. And they've been sending out those drones, kind of mapping us out, knowing where we are. So no matter what we do, there's still an eye on us. So we have to get even more smarter, even more brilliant. You know, things have to go underground. I mean, we got guys here who know how to engineer things and put things together like the old-fashioned way. Through the World War era, those guys know how it was done. Radio communication is what we use a lot. And then we definitely do move our outposts. We make sure that every 24 to 48 hours, we changed up the scenario. Make it random. All our vehicles are not GPS equipped. It's an incredible time. There's a lot of things that people are trying to stop, but we're going to have to forge ahead. We're going to have to make up our minds. If we are truly the unmonitored society, then we have to make things right again. And I'm not talking through any kind of violent extremism. I'm talking about common sense, decency, using our brains and noggins again, just to help one another out rather than take and just be selfish. Privacy should be private. It's one of those things. It's one of those things that keep us sane. You take that part away from us, you always have it lingering in the back of your mind. What is it for? What is that information used for? How will it be used against us? Now, these are what people used to say, just sheer paranoia, just conspiracy theories. But the funny part is, what's the theory other than one person conspiring against another person to get ahead, to have power, to be able to control, to be able to see things others can't? When you wield that much power, yes, the game changes and you have more on your side. It's not money, it's knowledge. The knowledge of good and evil. The knowledge of knowing another person's way of thinking, way of life, and then patching it all together to make an assumption. But that assumption is strong enough to lead the minions right off the cliff of this ever-changing technological landscape. And I, for one, am proud to call myself the unmonitored society. There are instincts, there are things, there are thoughts, there are mind games, there are possible intrusions, countless arguments against the thoughts we have, and we afford nothing. All we do is to shear up and hold fort until something better, something stronger, something more wise and benevolent comes along and finally provides us a new sense of identity that's not cloaked with disillusion, with lies, with pretense. Oh, I hope that one day we will be finally free. Truly free to be ourselves, to laugh, to play, to enjoy without condemnation. Okay, record all details of this conversation. Now patch up. All right, let's see. Is there any distinct sounds that can tell me their whereabouts, where this information chatter is coming from? Great. I've been able to isolate their approximate location based on... That looks good. Okay, so this chatter is definitely coming from the unmonitored society. They're off the grid, but not completely. Time to time, they'll have some actors who try to interfere with our way of life. They're trying to circumvent the system, create some kind of hybrid, off-put, pseudo-identity, where they want both freedom, but need to still somehow stay in touch with our society. This is very problematic. It's only going to get worse from here. My job is to try to reconcile some of this information. A lot of times these are just innocent folks just trying to make it through another day. I don't have a problem with those people. I just have a problem with thieves. If you didn't earn it, you shouldn't have it. Especially when taking from this pot. You take it from someone who's worked all day to make his pot. And I just don't agree with that. That's still stealing. So sometimes processing power is so extreme that to utilize this power source or the ability to be able to not just pick up and receive information, but also to trace it back. It's become a necessity because usually what someone does to attack any kind of web structure is by having multiple proxies all come from different directions, and then they cover their tracks because there's no information on where it originated from or who the owner of that proxy is. So one of the things that was developed is the ability to tie any type of internet traffic to an actual location. And with what's happening out there, they're continuously moving their outposts, making it random, changing it. So one day it may show a certain location, the next day it's at a different point. This may cause some confusion, but the reality is, unfortunately for them, their proximity to each outpost doesn't change, that they are outside of the grid. And this type of engagement only makes it harder on them because we are the government and the government's going to do what they have to kind of put out the fire. But I do feel for people of the unmonitored society only because there is truly a thought out there that everything that I have, every ability to know information right at my fingertips has taken something from their lives that they could never get back because, look, they're no longer part of this society. And when you've had to make such an extreme decision for your life and your family, well, hell, that's what we're going to have to pay. Growing pains of the new world and where it will take us, what it will do to all of us. In the end, even I can't put it all together. It's just one of those things. Yo, what's Billy up to these days?
Billy's got it all figured out, he says. He's going to do everything in his power to make this society just the best.
Really? That's awesome. I mean, we need more people like Billy. Just, you know, we're going to have to. Things are changing really fast. Have you noticed those drones out there?
Oh, yeah. They're watching us like hawks.
It's crazy. Yep. It's one thing to cover your tracks. It's another thing when there are no tracks to cover for birds.
Yeah. I've heard a lot of things on the inside on how they're going to be enforcing more and more things. I'll be honest with you. I'm kind of glad I'm out of here.
What's happening to those people there? Those people who are monitored? They're thinking they're living the life? They got one coming.
What kind of information do you know?
Well, it's what happens. Yeah, like we all thought. Not only are they going to use all the information against someone just to control them, that information is going to be used to leverage so much more from them.
What do you mean? You mean they gotta somehow figure out how to hush them?
It's beyond that. Beyond the embarrassment of knowing too much about somebody. It's now come to the point where if there is something out there that can hurt you, they're gonna make you pay for it.
How so? Put you in jail?
Yeah, I think it's something more on the lines of...
Do you really know what you're talking about?
Not really.
Oh, boy. This is the life, isn't it? It's amazing. It's a great life. I tell you, man, I didn't realize how much of that Kool-Aid I was drinking. You know, just thinking that, oh, this is awesome. I can search for everything, all my information, everything I like. It figures it out for me. Oh, just press a button, it's done. And now, dang, I didn't realize what I just created. And once that comes out of the box, you can't put it back in, is what they say, right? So what do?
You leave town. You change your identity. You make sure no one ever, ever is able to track you again. And you make it your mantra. Every day, I will live free. And I will live in privacy. I am a private person. My information should not be out there, should not be for anybody to view or make a decision based on what they think is moral high ground. And we know those in power, if they abuse it, can so badly come back and bite us in the rear. I've got to say, how are you guys doing with the radio communication? Do you guys have anybody that can fix some of the circuitry?
Yeah, we do. Billy does it for us.
I'm thinking, what about bad weather? How are you guys holding up with some of your homes. Well,
we got Carpenter Rick, who actually took care of that for us recently.
That's awesome, man. I mean, isn't it amazing that these traits, these things that one has, that's how it was done back in the days until all of this changed, like, overnight.
Yeah.
Skills are necessary, but at the same time, we can't completely cut ourselves out of technology. We know where it got to. We know where it may be going, and we still got to stay aware of its existence and how to use it.
I totally agree with you.
Now, here's the thing. It's not about power. It's not about using that knowledge that no one else has to wield power. It's about being 5 steps ahead of everyone else.
I agree. So what are we going to do about it?
Well, here's the thing. It's a little bit tricky. I think we're going to have to go in sometimes.
What do you mean go in sometimes?
You know, get back in the grid.
Oh, I see what you're saying. But I thought they patched that all up. I thought there's no way to get back in. I mean, isn't there a wall?
Yeah, there's a wall. But where there's a wall, there's a door. And I'm pretty sure we have a locksmith that can open it. For be it, I said too much. Man, this podcast has taken another turn, a deep turn, into some kind of psychoville. Anyways, I tried my best here. Maybe we got something. Maybe we don't. Maybe you're laughing at me. Whatever it is, you get my drift. You get where things may be going. And if it is going in that direction, I hope we can just stay vigil and stay peaceful. What's the point of hurting each other? I understand. Some people love technology. Some people like privacy. Can't we all just be nice to each other? Stay tuned. Stay vigil for the next episode of Guilty Driver from Listen While Driving. Okay, whatever. Bye.
I am befriending no one. I'm not joining anyone. I just want complete silence. But these idiots think they sent us off the grid so we can be at peace with civilization. So now we can do whatever we want. I want no part of this hybrid lifestyle. I just want to be left alone. But for my family's survival, I have to play along with these damn fools. Pretend I care about what's going on back there. So I can keep my family from being pulled apart. I know these radio communications are being picked up somehow. They know how to decode our frequency channel and hear what the heck we're saying. People come out here to the Monitor Society with one condition, that they don't have anything in their browser history that can come back and haunt them. That doesn't mean government is going to stop tracking us. If anything, we become more of a target by the snoops and moles they have in this place. Big Brother's always watching. Anonymity is a farce as long as you continue to make a stink of everything. I have to keep my head real low from this crowd of collaborators and whatever's over our wall. I teach my kids how to play along without actually leaving a trace. That's been the game plan all along. To go dark, to become invisible. Let's see them try to find me. I know our radios are tapped. I know they have eyes on us. Those drones and satellite imagery. And I know some of these village folks aren't what they say they are. I know it because when you're in here, I took an oath with myself that I'll never be a willing sounding board. Because too often, just a slip of the tongue, and you're back on their radar.
Well, that kind of concludes it for this episode. It was kind of a shallow take on the Unmonitored Society, but I kind of figure it paints a picture, a story, a concept. I'll see you in the next episode.